In 1925, Pope Pius XI instituted a new liturgical observance, the Feast of Christ the King. The Pope felt that followers of Christ were being lured away by the increasing secularism of the world and were choosing to live in the kingdom of the world rather than in the reign of God. Therefore, as we prepare to begin a new church year, the coming of Jesus, not only in Bethlehem, but the second coming as well, we pause and reflect upon who Jesus the Christ is in our lives. To challenge our thinking, we turn not to stables and shepherds, but to the final trials of Jesus. If we are to live in God's reign, we, like Pilate, need to know who this man Jesus is. In her explanation of the Gospel of John, Gail O'Day plots Jesus' trial before Pilate into seven scenes. The opening scene of the trial begins when Jesus is brought to Pilate's headquarters. The procurator asks the Jewish officials with what they wish to charge Jesus, and the only response they can give is that Jesus is a criminal. Our gospel portion this evening, according to O'Day, is scene two. Having heard the demand of the Jewish leaders, Pilate goes into his headquarters and speaks with Jesus for the first time. He asks Jesus not if he is the Messiah, but rather if he is the King of the Jews. This is a political rather than a religious charge. Pilate would not care if Jesus was the anointed one of God because, as he asks ironically, I am not a Jew, am I? But he would care if a new political ruler was arising, one who might challenge the Roman rule. The author has been telling us from the beginning of the gospel that Jesus is in fact the King of Israel. He is a king unlike any other king, and his kingdom is unlike any other, for it is not of this world. What is this kingdom, this reign like? That is the important question for us this evening as we reflect upon the reign of Christ. Pilate asks Jesus what he has done. Why have the authorities handed him over to be killed? What terrible thing has he done? Jesus then declares to Pilate that he does have a kingdom, but it is not a kingdom of this world. In the end, Pilate mocks Jesus and mocks the Jews. He can never understand that Jesus is a king unlike any king of this world. Yet ultimately, Pilate unknowingly speaks the truth. He will declare to the Jews, here is your king. And over the cross, Pilate places the announcement for all to see. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. The text challenges us to answer important questions. Are we willing to accept Jesus as our king? We too are tempted by the allure of secularism and the power of the world. In the end, according to John, the Jewish leaders rejected their faith and bowed to the empire. We have no king but the emperor. So friends, this evening, I wish to offer some questions for us to ponder. In what ways do we bow down to empire? How do we live in the reign of God following the servant king? How do we live lives that reflect that service? How do we reach out to the least and the lost? How do we seek to serve rather than to be served? How do we testify to the truth of God? It is the truth that Jesus came into the world to bring love and forgiveness. How might we live out our discipleship as citizens of the reign of Christ? Amen.